PR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some homeowners who lost their homes in the Marshall Fire are now looking at rebuilding. William Klein visited the remains of his home in Superior. He wondered how there would be enough contractors and materials to rebuild entire neighborhoods.
It'd be nice to get a group of us here to rebuild all of our homes so we can rebuild the community, but I don't know.
Klein says claim adjusters had not assessed the homes in his neighborhood as of this week. An investigation into the Loveland Police Department this week recommended that the department undergo what's called sanctity of life training. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The department has been sued multiple times, including for shooting and killing a 19-year-old in a mental health crisis last year. Another lawsuit from 73-year-old Karen Garner came after her arm was broken in an arrest in June of 2020. Her lawyer, Sarah Schelke, says the recommendation for training on the sanctity of life is shocking.
There should never be a police department that needs more training on the sanctity of life. And what's crazy is that that is really a great way to sum up what we all know from this past year of lawsuits.
The nearly 60-page report also said Loveland Police must improve engagement and transparency with the community. Other parts of the report are positive. Department Chief Bob Tyser says it shows opportunities to improve. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Members of different political parties had different views of yesterday's anniversary of last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. Colorado Democrat Jason Crow said he's working to have the date declared Democracy Day. Republican Doug Lamborn criticized Vice President Kamala Harris's comparison of January 6th to the attack on Pearl Harbor. CPR's Capitol reporter Caitlin Kim spoke to members of Colorado's delegation.
Whenever you have like a big shocking event like this, like 9/11, or even like tornado or a wildfire, right? Like communities come together. They don't take political sides. You're not seeing that with this. And I think that shows how political January 6th has gotten for a host of reasons.
CPR's Caitlin Kim, and there's more at CPR.org.